Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Pioneer, not only in hip hop, but just a straight up musician. But man, we're going to talk about what he's doing now and what he's going to be doing in the future. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the one and only Sir Jinx. Jinx, what's up, homie?
Oh, what's up, G? What's up with you, man? Glad to be on your show, man. Thanks for having me.
Man, always an honor, man. You know, first and foremost, you know, past 3 years, this pandemic's been going on and still going on. You know, how have you and yours been holding up? You been doing good?
Oh, man, you know, the weather don't really change when it comes to, like, a producer. And,
yeah.
I kind of liked it a little bit because, you know, I don't like German people and I didn't like a bunch of stuff. So people kind of caught up to my behavior. They thought I was weird. You remember, they thought Michael Jackson was weird from wearing a mask. Now look at everybody. Who's laughing now? So at some point, right. So I think the pandemic kind of leveled the playing field a little bit. Some of the people that were a little too comfortable in their position couldn't get the same, you know what I'm saying, outcome. And the people that was real hungry for a position made a platform for themselves. You know what I'm saying? You look at all the people that started podcasts. All the people that were on major networks are now doing podcasts. You know, it's a gift and a curse. It's a gift and a curse, but I just think it stopped a lot of running to the same success doors. You know, the same people that had a lock on certain things lost their grip because they didn't have it. You know, people figured out they was blowing smoke. So I think the pandemic not only cleaned everybody up, but it was cleaning up a lot of bad business that was in the industry.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Get some of the motherfuckers out of the way, you know.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying, you've been busy, though. You've definitely put in work, man. You just dropped a very dope project. I recommend my listeners to go out and check it out right now, Tony the Manifesto. Man, it's real musical stuff, man. This is great. How long did it take you to put this together?
When I started working on this record 14 years ago.
Wow.
So it is like when I start working on music, it doesn't really take me a long time to make a song, but I make music for different places. Like I make music for a situation that didn't exist. So when I made some of them songs, it didn't exist. Certain people wasn't on top yet. Like, so if you had a certain kind of music, maybe your music wasn't the music to break the music per se, but maybe somebody in a better position could show people the definition of what you're trying to show them. So with a lot of the artists that have came out since I've made that music, it kind of solidifies what I was thinking. I didn't change none of the lyrics. All the lyrics are based on what I think of the time and what I think of a time. It could be in the future. It could be tomorrow. You know, I try to designate a time. So with Tony the Manifesto, it's like a diary of mine. And it shows that if you stick to your grind and you have something to say, your music will play the same way. I went through a period where I had to go through some transitions of life. It was like soon as I lost my house and all that kind of stuff. And I had to go through some things. So then that took all the confidence out of them songs. So I pushed them songs back until I had that confidence because it wouldn't have matched where I was going. So this is how I ended up with 48 songs. I'm working on the second version of the manifesto. It's called Fata Morgana. So these are the other songs that I made like years ago. This is like, you know, everybody was just getting into auto-tune. You know, it was like a lot of stuff was going on back then to where when I was doing the music the way I was doing it, it wasn't really perceived as in. You know, it wasn't in. But if I play them today and you just heard them, they didn't have to be in. They just had to do what they supposed to do. If you told me that you liked the music, it did what it was supposed to do, you know. And then that's what the artist needs to do is capture the audience to like you rather than chase the audience. You know what I'm saying? Let the audience come to you. Don't chase the audience. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are chasing to get an audience. And when you chase to get an audience, a lot of your material turns into shock value. Now, I used to have a funny joke that I said, if I walked outside with one of them George Washington wigs on, people gonna laugh at me, right?
Yeah.
They wasn't laughing at that dude in that wig in the 1800s, though, right?
Yeah.
He had some clout.
Yeah.
The dude that walked out with that white wig on, he would have sent you going. But right now has no bearing on today's time. So whoever you was threatening years ago, it probably don't even sound like a threat right now. These dudes are killing each other now. So how is your, I'm going to get you, whatchamacallit, and you're not even saying their names. These dudes saying names. They saying mama's names, addresses. They saying everything. How can you get past that? How can you get past that? You can't. You can't. That's a destination. You can't leave that. That music that I have is going somewhere. It's still going to fly. And I know for a fact that the music that I made wasn't made to compete with anybody but be a blueprint of how an album and songs are developed by people that are not the front men. You know, I wasn't really a front man, but I definitely know the blueprint. So I kind of like show some of the guys and girls that don't have the energy to put their music out. But if you have an expression that you know you made up, you should continue. Because most people out there that love music, that don't make music, are always looking for their expression. And you can never get enough of different expressions. People feel different every time. So if I'm playing beats that still withstood 14 years ago, I wasn't making them for that time. Now you can tell. If I told somebody I was going to drop it 14 years later, they would be like, "Ah, you weird." But this is 14 years later. That was 08. We know all know what we were doing in 08. Everybody that's listening know exactly what you was doing on in 08. Did anything in 08 come to, you know, you were able to use in 2022, 2023, 2025? Like, you have to, some of the music ain't made for right now. And, you know, if you quick at the draw on everybody to hear what you're doing, then you're just going to make music for right now. And when it come out in the future, it's going to be dated.
Yeah.
Anybody
that's
rapping
like
now has been rapping. Go ahead, sir.
It's going to be like a trend. Just going to be like a something, you know what I'm saying, that's for that time. But what you're doing, you're making stuff that's timeless.
Right. It can happen anytime.
Yeah.
When I was taught by the Marvin Gaye and the, you know, and the Luther Vandross, the, you know, all the people that music is timeless. They wasn't talking about themselves. They were talking about an expression that anybody can grab onto. A lot of these artists are making IDs, and I can't grab onto it because I can't vouch for that. I don't know what you have done accurately. I don't know. But the other artists gave you a reason to want to be better when you listen to the music. They didn't listen. You listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire. They don't put you down. At the end of the record, you don't feel like Maurice White got way more money than you. You don't care. You don't know if Philip Bailey's fucking anybody. You don't know. You don't know. They didn't leave you with that. But we still are left with them and left with inspiration. And that's where the music is. We got enough time to play around with it. But in today's time, if you want to talk like that, you're not going to fit in the future. You're going to stop doing your music once you get older, and it sounds hideous. Because Salt and Pepper, they can't do some of them songs at the age they at right now. And it's not like I'm saying nothing about them. It's like if I said that back in the day, they would have shot me down. But it's 2023 and 2022, and guess what? They can't. So why even do the music that can't be in your future? That's called a shock value song, and shock values can hurt you in the future.
Something that's popular at the time may not be popular in a couple of years. I'll tell you,
maybe
made
totally, totally against the saying of what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was laughing, like, when all these guys, these young guys, and they saying drip, you know, now I got the drip.
Yeah.
And I was like, in my day, that was like gonorrhea. Like, how did gonorrhea turn into a good word? I remember Yo-Yo called me, and she was working on a rhyme, and she said something. I said, and you like guys with what? You know, so sometimes if you, you know, she was saying with the drip. And I was like, Yo-Yo, you know what she's saying. But, you know, of course, Yo-Yo's out there, and, you know, she deals with a lot of young people. And she got me with that one. Then the flurry of the drip word came. But back in the day, when you listen to my music, there's no sad words. I don't say other people's words. So I don't relate to other people by saying for sure or, you know what I mean? You know, the connection words. I try to eliminate those in my songs so they don't be dated years later, and I won't be saying, that's fresh, in the song.
How many people think of that? That's brilliant, man, to be real, man. Props for that, because, you know, most people are just thinking of the here and the now, and that's it.
Right.
You know, where did you get that mindset from, man? Did you develop that early on, or is that something you developed over the years?
I always thought of music as sequels. So when you get a part of it, it's more to it. It's just with you, what the world could take. They could take this part, but if I add this other part, it'll be too much. So most of the time, it's always a bigger picture. And a bigger picture refined is a better picture. So sometimes when I see an artist, I see the big picture. I see him being a crackhead. I see him being a trick with the hoe. I see him drinking. I see him crashing his car. I see all of this in one encounter with a person. I see the big picture. Now, if I already know he's going to be like that, then I should already be trying to stop it.
Yeah.
Then he's going to be mad at me because I'm hating today. But that hate is going to turn to love when he figure out what I was doing. And then later,
yeah.
That's why I be living in the future. I tell somebody to stop. Not, don't stop today. You should have stopped a long time ago. But if you stop today, you're going to stop in the future. But if you go tomorrow, I don't know how long the future you got. So
no.
If you stop today, I know you're going to be not going to be doing it in the future. But if you do it tomorrow, you know how I go? So this is how I make music. This is how I find artists. It'd be a bigger picture. And then I kind of snub it down to the good parts. And then he's like, oh, okay, like Jack of the Beats. Jack of the Beats is a real prime example of me breaking everything down, a bigger picture to a one idea.
You know,
the whole idea was about us getting appreciated everywhere. Because sometimes we'll go to a city.
I was just gonna say, man, I put you in there, you know, with those cuts and scratches, and just overall
right.
talent. I put you there with Ready Red and Mr. Mix. Those are my other two favorite DJs, man.
Man.
You guys had the
right
ability
there.
to blend things together, man. Just perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Did you?
I mean, it's just like I was saying, it's just like kind of like basketball. When we see the game, it's really fast. And if you go to the game, it's even faster. When you're watching it on TV, it slows down because you take a breath. You know what I'm saying? But when we look at music, I can slow it all the way down and hear everything. If you're like, oh, like, I can hear when the ambience has changed. So when people do vocals, I can tell if they did it somewhere else. My mind is just telling me their voice is condensed. Their voice is, something is restricting something. And then the people are like, what's wrong? Something's wrong with the vocal. And then people think I'm crazy. But I just hear the roundness, the full circle, 3 degree, you know, 3D of music, the behind the music. Like, what does behind the artist sound like? You know, when you're behind the artist and pushing forward. Does that have a sound to it? Is it backwards? You know, so I try to get it behind every sound, and I'll be like, okay, that sound was layered. And once again, that's something being concentrated, spread apart, and I can put it right back together. Because sound can only be so many things unless it's mimicked. So if you're mimicking a sound, and you know, you have so many ohms that you deal with that you want to capture the audience in a certain part of the song, a certain ohm. You know, you got to know where those are. You know, you can't, these songs right now, they're dealing with the fifth note. They're dealing with the low ohm. And the low ohm, if you look at what that frequency does, it gives you testosterone. It makes you stronger. So this is why the tribal people had the low drum. Because that bass do something.
Has the ability to move things with it, didn't they?
So when you start listening to rap in the beginning, it was a symphony. It didn't have the drums yet. New York had drums, yet, but the drum sound wasn't there. The sound is here now. This is why the new era of hip hop has the best sound. Only because the speakers have changed, you know. So now when you introduce this low-end sound, they're ODing on it. And it's supposed to be a pleasure, like the high part of Patti LaBelle's song. That was a treat to hear her go that way at the end. But now they're putting Patti LaBelle in the hook. They're putting the yelling part in the beginning. Like, where is the climactic part of these songs? They're just so put together, so digital, like me and you were saying. What comes after disco? Disco was digital and synthesized, going to die. It has to die. You can only edit a picture so many times before it's just not a picture anymore.
Yeah.
So this is where we're moving to in the future, is knowing that the sound has to have, it has to be presented equally. You have to have your pre-chorus. You have to have your monologue area. You have to have your two-bar turnaround. You have to do this. This is not happening right now because it was the same thing that happened to disco. And disco killed R&B because R&B has too many changes. So now we get to the disco. What came after disco? Rap. Bam. The changes came. This is how the changes came. It gave them variety. It was a whole bunch of rappers. It wasn't just one R&B, We Are the World, kind of ready for the world, Jerry Curl guy, or a guy with, looking like Prince, or a guy looking like Michael. This is one genre that brought so many different people, right? So this is where we are today. The music is synthesized, like disco, and it's drawing so much attention to hip-hop. They want to know what's the essence of hip-hop, because hip-hop is not what people are doing when they sell records. That's rap music. Rap music is for people. Hip-hop is a way of life. Now, hip-hop is being prostituted and shooked and robbed and took out of its culture to where the people, those abundance of people that the internet has attracted is going to segregate, and only the real gonna get the real hip hop in a digital form. So right now, y'all getting a form of music because nobody knows that the ohms are changing with the bit rates. So when the bit rate gets to terabyte to 49, when we be able to get a terabyte 49, then you're gonna go back to, I don't want no more electric music. I want to hear Tyler Bell again. I want to hear goddamn Anita Baker again. I don't want to hear no digital girl singing in high pitch all day. I like it. I used to like it, but I used to like pop rocks, but I haven't had those in years. You know, this is what music is right now, pop rocks. It tastes good, but it's almost dangerous.
That's a very deep perspective. Let's go to a song right here. This is Not Going For It off the Tony the Manifesto, which is available right now. Please get it and support. We'll be right back with Sir Jinx. Don't go nowhere.
Let's go.
Why put you in a mausoleum? Niggas thought they knew the G code, but it was it them? Patience is a virtue, knowing how to win. Separate the bullshit and know how to divide it. An asset, a 2 out of 10 when you represent everything grit. All you do is fill it in. Feeling like a Mac when I walk in. Never discouraged from the worries, cause it never defines me. Have the courage and the hurry to put it all behind me. It's a service to my life and everything around me. Pass a verdict, who thought he'll fuck it all off? Life is a minute when you think about the loss, when generational wealth is the cost.
I let too many in my circle. I let them make it get too close. The jealousy in me shows. What you make is take me for. I'm not going for it. 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 I let too many in my circle. I let them make it get too close. The jealousy in me shows.
Got to appreciate that, not going for it, off the project, Tony the Manifesto by Sir Jinx, real hip-hop right there, you know what I'm saying? You're definitely one of the best from the West, but you've worked with people from all over the world, you know what I'm saying? What do you got lined up for 2022-2023? Who are you working with now?
Right now, I got my plate a little full. I'm kind of happy the way it's working out. Like I said, you know, we moved to a different situation in life where some of the people from the back have taken on more responsibilities just because, you know, we know what's going on. You know, we know the process. And I've been working with Jail Felony and his company, you know, to make sure that people can hear his music. You know what I'm saying? Like, some MCs, they just love the studio. They love what they do. And everybody don't have, you know, a Pete Rock or, a premiere to be right there to kind of mix their stuff, put it back together, you know, put it up. You know, he has a company that he sets up. I mean, that he had already, you know. And also I'm dealing with Gangster from the Comrades. I'm assembling his music, like all his music. I was trying to say like his archive of music, but he has like 8 albums, you know, that we're working on. I'm sitting in the studio right now, and we just reintroducing that sound that the people love to hear when some of the West Coast kind of veered off a little bit. I know everybody got on the internet and they like what other people are doing, but don't say that you don't want authentic West Coast. You know, some of the West Coast guys I know out here don't listen to the kind of music. I mean, popular music is popular music, but some of the popular songs don't go right in the cars that's out here sometimes. They you know, they want to hear a tempo and a cadence that they understand. So it's not
that's
a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Right. It's not a bad thing. It's just like, you know, when we used to go to years ago, traveling to Atlanta. So, like, when this going all the way back, like, to the 80s, like 87, like 89, somewhere around there in Atlanta. So then, you know, that's what Atlanta was then. So then, you know, we come back, like, maybe 92, 93, and it's the same thing. So I come back. Whole nother thing. Come back with exhibits. Come back. We got a brand new. I'm on a brand new platinum out. You know what I'm saying? I'm back in Atlanta again. Same thing. Same result. Terrible. It was fucking terrible all the fucking time. But the reason why it was terrible because they were on a different cadence.
Yeah.
So when we come in, like, Once Upon a Time in the Whoop, they was like, da, 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 da. If we was bouncing like that, they would have got it. But no one figured out how to double time the West Coast music. It was kind of hard to do it. So they would just sit there. But late years later, they was like, no, we was grooving to it. It's just y'all real slow. Like, we was like, what are you saying? Y'all slow. But no, they're not slow because they double time the 52 BPMs to 130, you know, BPM. So that's what, you know, what made Down South dope and also gave West Coast a reason to start doing triple tongue songs because they would take off a little bit better, you know, when going down south. So, you know, the cadence of dealing with Down South, it changed, you know, throughout the years, you know. So I kind of got off the topic, but.
No, man, that's great because I love the South, too. Different regions of the South. Yeah. If you listen to what's popping in Monroe, Louisiana, you know, it's different than what's popping in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You know what I'm saying? And all these regions, they got underground talented artists, as you know, because I'm sure you've been
areas. I remember what I was saying. I was just saying, like, it wasn't like we wasn't good. It was just the fact they were just into a different cadence. So now in life, the whole world is on the Down South cadence, like the drum cadence. And but when you go to Japan, you know, Australia, you go to different Thailand, you go to different places, they still want to hear authentic, you know, Too Short. They want to hear authentic, you know, Sebo. They don't care. That you know, it's like how the guys out here go crazy over the Japanese or, you know, the Chinese Chinese movie. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, cats was really on the karate movies. You didn't want nobody from your hood making a karate movie, it wouldn't work out. You know what I'm saying? So when you go where they go, they love this gangster shit. They love it like it's what it is. Like, it's funny that the mobsters from the past, like the mob, they had a sound to them, you know. But the crazy thing about the Italian, you can hear it already. You can hear the sounds in your head when I say Italian, mobster. They had a sound to them. So the crazy thing is, West Coast gangsters came with a sound. So when you go around the world, how me and you walk in the room with a big cigar and, hey, what's going on? We'll play that music. But nobody plays that music as a child. They will play some Snoop Dogg. They're going to play some DJ Quick because that's authentic gangster shit. They don't want a person from their city or their town doing gangster shit. So that's what I try to tell my gangster rappers out here is keep doing what you're doing because if you got a lot of shit turns into fertilizer.
Yeah. Real
I don't give a fuck. If you got a lot of bullshit turns into fertilizer. So we can use it anywhere. They love it. And it's just that if you have an enclosed mind and you want your next door neighbor to laugh and cheer and be happy for you, then that's something else. But if you want your music to be around the world, it might be taken differently if you just keep it authentic. Don't mix it with nothing. We don't want to hear that version. If we wanted to hear that version of it, we would have done that version of it.
Oh, yeah.
But I hate when people... any dude get killed on TV and all of a sudden he's a rapper, an aspiring rapper. I'm an aspiring millionaire. They don't never say that about niggas. Oh, he got shot, aspiring millionaire.
Never hear that.
But now they got anybody that's in the slum. They really trying to take down rap music. You never hear a person say, oh, the dude was shot up some shit and he's an aspiring country artist. You know, never. Oh, she was busted stealing in Walmart, and she's an opera singer. She could sing, but she was on Hard Times. Like, you never hear that story.
Dolly Parton's beefing with Garth Brooks, you know.
Right.
I mean,
no, you
none of that
you
shit.
You do hear about when the country dudes beef. I do hear about the country. But the country dudes beef on stage. I like that. They talk they shit, but they go home and forget about it.
Yeah.
Country music be fucked up. Don't get it fucked up. Them niggas kick your ass. they stay in their place. That's the cool thing about country music. Country music was the first rap music. You got to know. Rap, country music was doing it first, and then country music married with rock music, and hip-hop was made. That's how it happened. Because rock music was when James Brown was trying to keep up with the rock, but make the rock music, the rock and roll music he was making. That rock and roll music he was making was the baby, was the DNA of hip-hop. And the other part was country music, because they had the jingle. They had that already. Now, I don't know if the niggas made
it. I saw some video on Facebook. It was one of those funny videos that you share, and it said hillbilly beatboxing. And it showed these old hillbilly cats from the 50s or something, and they were beatboxing, but doing it in their own way.
Man, I'm just saying, we called it what we called it, but I'm not saying it didn't exist already. I mean, you got to know that when you were sneaking in at nighttime listening to Benny Hill has some bars. I don't know if y'all ever checked, but he was busting like a motherfucker to me. I was like, damn, man, that's one of them standing. He was busting, I swear to God. So that's what I thought. You know, I'm saying, like, damn, how could I say that cadence? But back in the day, that cadence was whack. That was real whack. The Benny Hill, the square dance kind of flow was terrible. But I'm going to tell you something. That same flow is what every dude is doing now. Like that triple, like, you know, this is listen to rappers and rappers must do. Like the part that UTFO used in that one little part. You know what I'm saying? This is the and they did the scratch with it. You know, the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. They did, you know, they used to say very, 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 very. That was the cheese part of the song. That was the almost the candy. But this is what rappers of rappers was do. That's the candy. Now everybody's song is this is the rappers. The whole song is that one part of Roxanne Shantae.
Yeah.
The whole industry has changed to four bars. The goddamn, well, not even four bars, like a half bar of a line of an educated rapper's verse has became the entire rap industry. Mixed with Red Rat. Is that his name? Red Rat?
I'm not sure.
Red Rat, the Jamaican guy?
It might be.
Red Rat? Red Rat, whatever. You know, I'm a DJ. So I know for a fact that Red Rat dude, he got to be older. But he changed the entire world. The whole world sounds like him. And if y'all don't know who he is, go look him up. I need, you know, a big man. You want? Oh, you don't want some little. You don't want the little. No, you don't want the little boy. I mean, she want a big man. She want a big man. She want. He was doing that shit for years. The whole thing that everybody is doing right now is in his key and what he's been doing. So they can't put no wool over my eyes. I'm just not gonna do what dude's doing. And I pray
you ain't gonna let
red,
that
right?
happen. you ain't gonna let no one pull the wool over your eyes. But I tell you what, we are going to go overseas. We are going to go overseas. I'm going to bring my brother Sin on from France. I know he's got a couple questions for you. Sin, you over there, DJ Lord Sinister.
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, legendary Sir Jinx.
What's up, man?
Yes. Can you tell us about Back the Day, the song Picnic, and how it was to collaborate with the R&B famous singer Gerard Levert for your album.
Well, say it again. I can't make out. I'll read it for you.
He said, "Tell us about the song Picnic and how it was to collaborate with R&B singer Gerard Levert on your album Chastisement."
Oh man, that was one of the best times that I had, and you know, being a musician and just being by myself, that was a real time. I was by myself, and I was, you know, trying to figure out music. And that song, it was like, you know, representing family. And I had did the track with this guy named Norris. And so I had did it by myself. And then I had a couple other people get on the song with me. And then it was crazy. It was almost getting ready to go. We was almost just going to call it a day because the guy Norris sounds just like Eddie LaVert. So I was really going, it's so nice to see. And he sounds just like him. But we know he wasn't him, but he still had that, all the folks in love together. He still had that. And I was like, oh, it sounds like a newer Dro LaVert. I mean, a new Eddie LaVert, right? So I'm at a club one night, and we chilling, you know, me and my guys around the bar, and I see Dro LaVert walk past. So I look past, I said, oh, shit. And we in the studio, we just came, to, you know, left the studio and came to the bar just to take a little, get a little drinks and hang out, take the edge off. So I see Dro LaVert. So I'm like, hey, man, I got a song that I'm working on. I'm down the street. If you come, how much you charge, I'll pay you whatever. He's like, don't worry about it. Come on, let's go. So we left the club. This is real-time shit. We go to the studio, and we make that song. And I take the other guy off, and Gerald came, and I paid him. And he probably didn't know he was going to get paid, but he probably didn't know we was going to Cherokee Studios either. Like, you know, I left Hollywood and went to a banging studio. He didn't know me from a hole in the ground. And after that, me and him was friends ever since. And then he got more adapted into hip-hop music and started, you know, doing songs with people. I think he did a song with Yo-Yo as well. So he kind of stayed in the family, and it was a real loss when he left us.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So it was crazy. He just happened to be at the club and said yes. He could have been an asshole. But then later in life, I end up knowing a girl that was his background singer. So then I started, you know, being around him, even though he worked with me. And then he started knowing about my real music, because when I approached him, you know, he didn't know about the Ice Cube stuff and nothing like that. He just thought I was a dude with a chain on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had some money. Not that he thought he was going to get a gang of money, but he didn't know. I stole a good story to him, and it turned out to be good. And now I have a timeless song with Dro LaVert, and I released it again as a four song EP with different versions of the Picnic song that I did. I did like three different versions of that song, different speeds and everything.
Oh, that's
okay,
dope.
Right. Yeah, the cover also of the album Shade This Month is very dope cover. The album, right?
And what did he say?
He said it was a dope cover too, a dope album cover.
Yeah.
Well, the album cover of the Picnic,
right? Oh, Shade This Month.
That album cover was a mistake. That was funny. That album cover was actually a mistake. That wasn't supposed to be that album cover. I'm going to tell you a crazy story. I actually really, really used to like, well, I still do. I like Loose Ends, the group Loose Ends. So at the time we was doing the photo shoot for the Picnic, we were around the corner from La Cienega or La Brea, and it's a park over there. So we were supposed to make it look like a picnic, and we started fighting and throwing food. This is what it's supposed to look like. It didn't look like that. So the funny part about this story is, so I shoot to the Sizzler. The Sizzler is around the corner. I think it's on the bread. And I buy a whole bunch of food from like the, the buffet thing, like just so we can make it look like a small picnic table. I spent a whole bunch of money on some bullshit. So the funny part about this story is I saw the dude, Michael, I think his name is Michael McIntosh or whatever, the dude from Loose Ends. So I'm walking in buying all that stuff. So I'm like, hey, what's up, dog? Like, I'm in a good mood. I'm going to do a photo shoot, buying his food. I see dude hit me with the under the tie, like under your neck, like shut the fuck up. The dude from Loose Ends, like hit me with the shut up, like don't tell nobody I'm in here. I'm like, huh? So, dude, fuck you, the guy from Louisiana, for being a dickhead years ago. But that's just a part of the story of me doing that fucking the pitcher. And we're supposed to have food in our hair. But at the end of the day, we chose another pitcher, but I had left, and they had already ran that, and I couldn't change it, and I hated that. But thanks for thinking it was dope. That was a Callaway shirt that I had. That was like a Callaway shirt on. That was an expensive shirt.
That's what's up. You got any more, Sid?
Who or what gives you the wish to become a producer? You started with electro funk, and what equipment cable you love work on? Do you use Korg MS-2000 sometimes or something?
Repeat that again. He said, who or what gives you the feel to become a producer, and what equipment do you use? Like, do you use stuff like the Korg MS-2000, or what kind of stuff do you use?
What made me do music is music is related to a lot of things. And I first started as doing with art, with drawing. And drawing is like making music. You can make something from nothing and make it make sense. Music has a sound, and pictures are pictures. You know what I'm saying? So when a song is not clear, a picture is not clear. Where a picture is red, a song could have too much bass in it. When a picture is blue, the picture song could have too many highs in it. So when I related that matrix to sound, I started making drawing with my hands, with emotions. That's how I ended up going from drawing to recreating. Like, I could draw subways and cities, you know, skylines, but now I needed a soundtrack to go with the picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And doing equipment, I'm the type of person, I don't study the tool, I study the craft. So I don't get stuck on SB-1200s or get stuck on MPCs or get stuck on a style, because I make it and leave it. And people got to understand it after I abuse it. Then they got to figure out how to take it out of that, be better than me at that. I already did it. I showed you how far you can go with SB-1200. America's Most Wanted showed you that. So nobody can make a better SB-1200 record ever. So why even try to do it? We were dope because of the technology. We used the Yamaha. He had the Akai, Eric Saller, Vietnam Saller. He had the S-1000 stereo. They had, you know what I'm saying? We all brought our situation together. They didn't even know about the SB-1200. They sampled a whole different way. So we used the technology. We had stereo sampling there, and now it's just whatever it is now. It's hard for a person to pick a good sample because every sample is 40 minutes. Like, the bomb part of sampling was 5 seconds, whole song. Some of them songs we listen to, the best hip-hop songs, was made out of 2.5 seconds. That's what stuff I used to use, but I don't really get stuck on equipment because sound makes the equipment work.
You could probably just take any old fucking drum from anywhere and come up with some kind of dope beat, man. Real talk.
I mean, it's because, like I said, it's like drawing. You can draw on a pumpkin.
Yeah.
You know, you can draw on a side of a car. But what are you going to draw on a pumpkin? And what, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, so that's just how the song, when I make beats, it has a visual to it already. It's not a sound. It's not a song. It's a sound. It's an environment. So I don't really care if you dance, because when I look at music, you can go into a club, right, and the song in the club is playing, and it could be like some house music, some shit you don't like, this, right? But my music is the music of the hitman that's finna do something. So while that music playing, my music is the doom, 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 doom. And then the girl see it, she catch on to it too. They all can hear the fast house music. That's the kind of music I try to make.
Yeah. Well,
You can sit in church and nod to yourself and make your own beat up.
I'll tell you what, Jinx. You, John, are talking to you and having you on again, man. I look forward to everything you're doing in the future. And anybody you're working with, they're always welcome on the show, same as yourself. I want to give you the platform before we go off into the song Still Chillin' off this dope project, Tony the Manifesto. Thanks again, brother. I appreciate you.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, and we can get this word out, you know, about the future, and if we prepare ourselves for the future, we won't be left out. You feel me? So a lot of people want to be famous, but how famous do you want to be when you're not accepted in the future? You know, a lot of people didn't think of that. What were they going to do, what they was going to do with their 15 minutes of fame? They could have set themselves up for the future, but a lot of them just live for today. Today is a good day. But most dudes that are living today made it up a long time ago. We're living their future. So just make a better future for yourself, and you will have a seat, I always say. And thank you for having me on the show. If anybody want to check me out, you can hit me on Sir Jinx, DJ Sir Jinx on my Instagram. And, you know, check out my album, Tony the Manifesto. There is a story to the storyline. There is a reason for that song to be made, those albums, those songs to be there. They're there for everybody. And I'm sure someone could find a song on there that they can relate to, because I wasn't making it to make people dance. I was making it to make people make new friendships and change their life around. And once again, that's why I want to say this, that what's your motivation? Sky's the limit. Holler if you hear me. If you give, you can get it. If you give, you can get it. You can give it. I can get it. We're all right now if you're with me. And I have made that for positivity. So if you know you're positive now, you can have a seat in the future. Negativity is not going to live in the future. So you have the time to get all your little kicks and nicks out. And, you know, but now this rule is going to be implemented. Can you make a good song inside of the rules that everybody can enjoy? Let's try to do that. All right, brother.
Real talk right there, man. Thanks again, Jinx. This is Still Chillin'. And, again, please support the project. Tony the Manifesto available right now. Murder Master Music Show, we're signing out.
Yeah, something new. We're gonna slide in.
Listen to me when they CD is selling. That's what you get when you play so hood. And now you understood. You should stop scheming and looking hard if you're gonna walk around with your bodyguard. It's so hard in the city of LA when they focus on the real and these niggas super fake. Yeah, still spinning. I never fall back. Shit, I never wanted the fame. Only bitches want that. Yeah, clap your hands, just your hands. Cause if your bristles out the place, then she gon' get snapped. Yeah, one more game, now I'm still chillin', worth about a million. Got a class group so I can see through my ceiling. That's what you get when you play so good. When you're living in LA where they up to no good. Now we sittin' and we listenin', the music up we bumpin' in. What more can I say? We top livin', and that's what you get when you rollin' how you should. From LA, Carson, North Hollywood. Bounce with me if you up in your car. Yeah, looking out my sunroof, waving
to the bars, yeah. With me, no telling, cause the seeds gon' yell it out to anybody hearing them, and we gon' bail out with the weed just airing out, and that beat just flaring out, and that feed just filling out. And when we head out, they can't see where our whereabouts. Slow motion, can't believe what we care about. Let's go swimming, kick it by the ocean, think about a billion. Cheers and it's toasting, kissing on your neck, sliding on some lotion. She love these coasts, but tonight she west coasting. Believe is chilling. Don't kill him, let the roof go. Now I'm pulling back my ceiling. That's what you get when you play so good. And since you understood,
I can take you to the
shut up, those jinxes is chilling. About to sell a million. Got the weed lit, now I'm fogging up the ceiling. That's what you get when you smoke so good.